this thing on? Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans. News or good news, I think they're kind of antelope thingy, but yeah. Weirdos with stupid names. Wildebeests, wallabies, rhinos, any other mammals. Birds, frogs, fish, snakes, centipedes, or geckos. I always say the only reason geckos are allowed to continue existing is because otherwise folks would forget why gecko is such an egregious, foul thing to call a person or an iguana. Well, actually, it's fine to call a person a gecko because that's about the right level of insult. But you definitely never call a fellow iguana a gecko, or you're getting in severe trouble. Anyway, so like I said, that's the only reason I can think of for why God allows geckos to continue to exist. Anyways, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Frolicsome. You should know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. And if you don't, you can catch yourselves up on my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, but it doesn't erase the fact that you didn't already know about it. Anyway, so Iggy's been hanging out with Mr. Heidel and his pals a lot over the summer since meeting them at that time at the beach and whatnot. They're all right as far as chimps go, and they're smart enough to appreciate my genius and sense of humor. Anyway, this week, Ig tagged along with them to catch a local comedy show at a club. Fortunately, the whole rule about must be 19 to enter only applies to humans, because I ain't anywhere near that old and decrepit yet. Jesus. Anyways, I didn't get to ride in Mr. Heidel's BMW, though, since it was his buddy Jerry's turn to drive. Jerry's all right, but he drives a beat-up old Pontiac. Anyways, so we get to the club and we sit up front. The guys ordered pizza and beer. Iggy got an orange juice. A whole glass of it. Holy shit, Georgie never lets me have orange juice because of all the sugar, so it was awesome. He brought this huge glass of it. I just climbed and kind of dove into it, stuck my whole head in the glass and guzzled. So good. Anyways, the first few comics, they were all right. They had their moments. Then the headliner comes up and man, she was awful. It was this fat broad with blue hair and cottage cheese thighs with a giant cupcake tattooed on her flabby thigh. Iguana knows this because she was wearing short shorts and we were all traumatized by the sight of it. Ugh. Who the hell gets a cupcake tattoo at all, let alone one that's 6 inches across? One of Mr. Heidel's buddies, Ted, mumbled something about, Jesus Christ, put a burka on her. And the guys all laughed a bit, but not nearly as hard as when I very loudly says, does Afghanistan even make burkas that big? She's going to need a four-man tent. The whole club howled with laughter along with the guys. Well, not the whole club. Lardy McCheese Puffs, the comic, or I don't remember what her actual name was, but she glared at me and told me to shut up, and I yelled back that as an oppressed minority of color, green naturally, I can say whatever I like, and she should check her damn privilege. I mean, we get sold in pet stores here, for Christ's sakes. I'm pretty sure that entitles me to a little heckling if I feel like it, and if the human is a bitch who isn't even funny. Well, Chimp Chick went on to blather about getting her nether regions waxed, which I think is going to put me off my lunch for weeks. And then she made some comments about abortion, so I piped up, shouldn't you have killed your baby last trimester? I'm not actually pregnant. It's just a joke. Really? So you're just fat? More laughs from the crowd, who I think were thinking the same thing. She had some lame comeback, but why don't you go make yourself into a pair of shoes? And I says, for the same reason you won't get on the treadmill. I don't like going for walks. She decided to ignore me and carried on with her lame-ass jokes, like she was blathering about being single in her 30s and wanted to know if there were any single guys in the club who wanted to get some action. Well, Bill says to Mr. Heidel, hey, Jack, you gonna take one for the team? Fuck no. And again, the whole crowd laughed. She didn't like it at all. She went on. She was trying to ignore us. And she started blathering in this bit about how she wanted to do like a reverse polygamy and have four husbands because screw the patriarchy. And I yelled out, how are you going to find four guys needing green cards when you ain't even found one yet and you're already 34? She scowls at me and goes on about how she likes banging black men. I yell out, geez, a fat, ugly white chick wants to bang black dudes? Who didn't see that coming a mile away? Ring, ring. Lisa Lampanelli's calling from 2002. She wants her act back. Yeah, good times. Oh, and what's-her-face then was also rambling on about getting a tattoo on her lower back. It needed a punchline, so I jumped up and yelled out, tramp stamp, abortions, Brazilian wax jobs, hooker heels and blue hair. Bingo! Iguana got slut sign bingo. Iguana wins at slut bingo again. Do I win a prize? What's the prize I win? Ah, the sugar from the orange juice was really kicking in by then. Even though it was well past my usual bedtime, I was wide awake and feeling great. And mean, too. And the crowd was really hysterical over that whole slut bingo line. Like, Iggy got an applause break, everything. Well, she didn't like it one bit because she hadn't gotten any damn applause breaks. So she told me to shut up again, and I said, you're just jealous that I'm funnier than you are. And the crowd applauded, so clearly they agreed with Iggy. I mean, you're going to go on stage and talk about banging strangers and sticking things up your hoo-ha, and then, you know, then you're going to get upset when someone calls you the word that the dictionary has for one who behaves in the fashion that you're bragging about. I mean, it would be like me getting pissed off that somebody called me a herbivore. And then she says, fuck you, Gecko. The fuck did you just call me? Them's fighting words is all us iguanas. No, you don't just go around calling folks geckos unless you want your face rearranged and your tree chopped down and set on fire. But I decided to let the anger flow through me, so I yelled, ooh, I touched a raw nerve, didn't I? Is it the one from where the roll of fat on your hip rubs against the roll of fat on your thigh? Cheers, etc. from the audience. And then I said, when you sneeze, does orange Cheeto dust come out of your nose? And the crowd laughed, and Mr. Heidel and his friends were laughing so hard they were wheezing. But the bouncer came over and growled at us, so for a little while I shut up. Just a little while, though. So the fat, ugly comic broad with the blue hair blathered on a while longer, gained some polite fake laughs, but not much, and then she kept whining about how hot it supposedly is on stage, but like totally wasn't hot in that club, so I blurt out, actually, those of us who don't have 100 pounds of blubber on us think it's actually a bit chilly in here. And that got a laugh, which is weird because it wasn't a joke, it was just an observation, but okay, whatever. Now, she's not huge as far as North American humans go, but most fat chicks have the good sense to not be in public in hot pants and a tank top and hooker heels unless they're trying to get on the front page of peopleofwalmart.com. Oh, she scowled and went on blathering about how much sex she's supposedly having. And Bill Stage whispers to Mr. Heidel, wonder how much she's paying the dude. And she yells back, I'm not paying him, he's paying me. And Egg yells out, no one's buying what you're selling except for in the lard aisle of the supermarket. Again, the crowd loved it. She didn't. And she was trying to ignore me. So she starts in on this other bit about how anal sex is great because she can check Facebook during it. And she mimes bending over and all this. So I yell out, that's an old Joan Rivers bit. You're stealing from little old dead Jewish ladies. And anyways, your dude thinks anal sex is great because he can pretend it ain't you. Still trying to ignore us. She starts blathering about blowjobs. Bill says something about she goes ass to mouth, eh? Gross. And the guys all laughed. Not sure exactly what that means. I have a funny feeling I really don't want to find out. Plus, just then she was bragging about supposedly being great at sucking, so I cut her off with a, yeah, we can tell, you've been sucking all night. Which is about when the bouncer came over again, this time to kick us out. Even though the crowd seemed to appreciate my humor more than the official comedians. Well, Ted pipes up and says, whatever, man, your headliner's fucking terrible anyway. And then she starts with some snarky, unfunny comeback. So I yell out, how does it feel to prove Adam Carolla right about the whole chicks ain't funny thing? And the club applauded. How about that, eh? Anywho, we headed out to our car. Jerry took the wheels as designated driver because he'd only had 3 beers. And the guys all took up a drinking chorus of that old Primus song, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, all the way home. Well, at least until we had to pull over by the Langara Golf Course so Bill could get out and barf over the fence into the rough. I mostly dozed off on the way home to the burbs, so I don't remember all that much. Other than the singing and the barfing bit, Iggy was pretty groggy when Mr. Heidel dropped me off at Georgie's, but I have a vague recollection of the sound of the doorbell and being handed over. And Georgie says, well, how was it?
Zomo got us banned from the club.
Zomo!
No, it was awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's too bad the whole comedy thing is a nighttime hobby, because yelling rude stuff at dumb monkeys, I think that's a great hobby. Maybe even a career choice. They say never do the thing you love best as a hobby, as a job, because it'll ruin the joy of it for you. So Iguana Gessig shouldn't become a professional napper either, but
as a hobbyist.
Anyways, I gotta go indulge in my hobby. The nap one first, and then afterwards I'm going to yell some rude stuff at Georgie. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. And as always, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you make them cry. You yell at them about their cottage cheese thighs and do it in front of a crowd of like 200 people. And then afterwards you can go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes, stream it, whatever, there. Talk at you, Eggs, next week. Bye.